Tēnā Tuiono is with us, a regular kai kōrero, and tēnā koe tēnā, that wasn't really the focus of my, or the intention of our, the focus of our conversation, but while we're at it, you know, mental health is very important to acknowledge, and quite obviously something was a little amiss there for Golris, who's admitted shoplifting charges. It wasn't just once either, it was a few times, but... you know, we tend to think that MPs are pretty well healed. This one caught us and perhaps you and the party by surprise, Tano. How whakaru?
Oh, well, I worry about my friend and I worry about the pressure that she was under. This job can be incredibly demanding and she was getting a lot of like death threats, lots of pressure, and that was manifesting itself in lots of different ways. So I'm hoping that she can move forward in a good way and put this stuff behind her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange. And it's front page news for all the wrong reasons. The first refugee to become an MP, Golris, and I thought she had a lot to offer, but obviously something wasn't quite right there. But anyway, like you say, wishing her well going forward. Okay, mate, let's talk about some of these big ticket issues. No more general references to the treaty and future legislation. Let's start there, Tauno.
Oh, geez, where do you start? Well, we should start in 1840. I mean, it's the constitutional, one of the constitutional founding documents of our country. People should just get over it. Of course, it should be weed through bits and pieces of legislation to actually make sense of it, because if it is that, and it is that, then that makes sense. So I don't know why they are doing it. Well, I do know why they're doing it. They're just sort of pandering to the incredibly noisy small group of people that put them into power, that this is something important for them. Actually, people have been getting on with it for years and years and years. And I think about our people who through the generations have been working on treaty settlements, have been establishing the Waitangi Tribunal, you know, this formation of the Māori Language Act, all of these sorts of things. All of those things are actually part of legislation, that, or they're from part of the judiciary. It's actually part of the system. So, yeah, I think some people need to take a better look at themselves.
Tēnā, I read a very informative piece by Audrey Young, whose writings I appreciate too. She's probably the main political journalist at The Herald. And it was looking at the usage of references to the treaty and the over a dozen permutations of it in legislation. And to be frank, when it's all stacked up together, there are sort of differing expectations. Those advancing this kaupapa, particularly Shane and NZ First, say that it's clouded the waters so much to become inoperable and therefore, you know, get rid of all references rather than having the ambiguity of these 13 different approaches and wording within legislation. What do you make of that sort of argument as a scene setter, Tana?
Well, the only ones that are confused about it is them. Where's the proof that it's inoperable? Where's the proof that it is doing what they say that it's doing? I haven't seen it. Things are clocking along just fine. You know, these things would be in the legislation. People do the best that they can to interpret it, because they know at the end of the day the importance of Te Tiriti or Waitangi in our legislative landscape. It's a crucial part of our constitution. All of that stuff is incredibly important. It helps to guide the way, put it in a better way. It is a good thing. And so just getting rid of it because a bunch of people can't understand it is backwards.
Let's go into Hawera. Right now, as we speak, people are convening outside the hui of the Environmental Protection Agency, I think it is, hosting this hui. The fast-track legislation has allowed Trans-Tasman Resources to once again pitch to scrape the seafloor, and many suggesting it's not iron sand, but another mineral deposit that could exist there that is really the driver. And it's forced environmental groups and Ngāi Māori to stand in solidarity, saying, no, this is not on. But the fast-track legislation seemingly allowing it to go forward. What are your major concerns about that?
Well, the fast-track legislation is going to take us not forward but backwards, fast. And that's the problem. That all the checks and balances are being pulled out. And here you have environmental organisations and iwi that have been doing the right thing, challenging through the judiciary system, doing a good job and putting the kaupapa of Te Tiriti on the table, the kaupapa of looking after Papatūānuku as well, and then forced to once again protest what they're doing out there. I support them.
The mineral, I have got it in front of me, Vidonium or some name like that. Are you familiar with it?
What's the name of the mineral?
I don't want to steal you, Crook. I'll find it. I was reading about it yesterday. So initially we thought they were after iron sands, but apparently it's something else, really, that they are seeking. Hello, no, brother. What I'm getting at is, you know, our people are being forced to protest. Yesterday I spoke with Sandra Lee. She said, you know, it's not about the hui taumata, these big events, big activations. He said each of us need to stand our ground when we are challenged. I noticed this morning that a staffer from Te Whatu Ora has received some correspondence from superiors denouncing the use of kia ora and ngā mihi in emails. So it's happening in small ways and it's happening in big ways.
Yeah, well, we're back to this again, aren't we? Jeez, I thought we'd gotten over this as a country 40, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, or whatever it was. I mean, we're better than this, I think. I mean, Te Reo Māori is a tāua. Te Reo Māori is enshrined in legislation. You know, there's an act in Parliament that says it's the official language. And so people are pushing back. Small group of what I can only call rednecks are actually directing the direction of the country. It's not acceptable. And I encourage our people to keep speaking Te Reo. I remember what I was up at Hui Aamotu, up at Tūranga Wairua and Tāti Motu Kariti saying, Waipuki here to whenua me Te Reo Māori. You know, flood the land with Te Reo Māori, and I would encourage our people to do that.
Tēnā koe. You've got a new co-leader. Talk with us about her. And we expect anyone in politics to have put a degree of effort and study into the Māori political dynamics. That's sort of a given as well. This double duo of Wahine Toa is trying to move the Green Party forward. What do you like about your new co-leader?
There's lots of things to like about. Quite a quick student, I'll tell you that. You give her something, she gets her head around it pretty quickly as well. And also, the reminder here as well, she won Auckland Central twice. No one expected her to win it at least once. She's done that two times in a row. And also now we also have Wellington Central as well. So the strength of the Green Party, we have many in my view, is rangatahi. And Chloe really speaks to the rangatahi population within Aotearoa New Zealand. It's a growing population. If you come to our huis, it is young people that are driving the Greens forward. And she represents the best of that.
Tēnā koe. What's on the cards this week for you personally? It's recess week. How are you earning a quid?
How am I earning my quid? Well, lots of different, getting all my head around different types of policies and all that other kind of stuff. But actually, I've been in isolation for the last 3-4 days because of COVID. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but it's still going around. So I tested, had a couple of double red lines. I thought, oh, well, I better lock myself in my house. So that's what I've been doing.
Oh, I didn't realise that then, brother. Is that your first COVID whack?
No, I've had it. When it first came out, I got hit by it. I think they had different variations of it since then, but I would test and it'll be fine. But, I would encourage people to remind them, you know, 2020 wasn't that long ago and the rest of it, that the COVID is still flying around there. And There are actually other vaccinations that people can take as well. So, you know, there's those choices that people should be making for better health or better home order.
Maybe you should have gone into the house and then you could have spread it around a bit, so at least we'd have 5 days respite of being whacked around politically.
No, I will not be returning until I have a clear test, but I'm feeling pretty good now.
Yeah, looking pretty good too, although I haven't got you. We're not on FaceTime. Hey, good on you. Thanks very much. Always neat talking with you, Tana Ngami.
Ngami.
Am I allowed to say that? Who's going to stop us? Who's going to stop us?